It's our continuing coverage, though, of the girls as they survive a tough battle with Oskaloosa, 52-46, here with one of the senior leaders of the team, Aaliyah Riddick. And obviously, you came into this game knowing that you beat Oskaloosa in a really, really big way the first time you played. Second time through, they really gave you a challenge. What was going through your mind as they battled so hard, and what does it mean to get a tough win here on the road?
We knew we wouldn't win by as much, or it wouldn't be such a big lead this time, because as we're going through these second rounds of games and it's getting later in the season, teams are improving, and yeah, it was just good to get a win. In this point of the season, a win is a win.
Well, and Oskaloosa, it was a similar start. You had all these turnovers, but offensively, you just couldn't get the ball to drop down, and it felt like that gave Oskaloosa a chance to come back. Obviously, you're a team that likes to shoot the ball a lot. How frustrating did it get there for a while, but how important was it to not give up that lead even though you weren't scoring as much?
Obviously, we're more of a defensive team, and when our offense isn't working, we just try to stay composed. And I feel like we came back in the second half for sure. It didn't let them get the lead on us.
Well, and obviously a huge difference, I thought, defensively was getting a third foul on Deja Foster, who does so much in the lane. Ultimately, in the second half, offensively, it allowed a lot more drives and kicks and things like that. How critical was that third foul in hindsight, knowing that offensively, to get some buckets, you got a lot in the paint?
It meant a lot that we were able to, like, frustrate them and get them in some foul trouble, kind of. Yeah, we just used it to our advantage, moving the ball around in offense a lot, sharing instead of being more selfish with the ball.
Here are the Aaliyah Riddick, who is one of the senior leaders of the Pella basketball team, who win over Oskaloosa. I thought, though, Foster did take over the game offensively, but you guys were able again to weather the storm, and you have so many senior leaders on this team. Katie Sheckel had a big second half as well. How critical do you think your depth was in that second half, knowing that even though Oskaloosa was hanging in there, you have so many different options to keep you in a game?
Yeah. Even though, like, Maggie got her fifth foul, we all just stay composed. We weren't freaking out because we know, like, we have a bunch of players that can play to their strengths and have different roles on the team that can execute and pull out a win for us.
Well, and again, like you said, a win is a win at this point. You know, 24 hours ago, you had to play a tough game against Indianola. How mentally for this team was it important to get through this really tough team? And again, Oskaloosa is playing better, knowing what's in front of you for the rest of the week. How big was tonight in hindsight now?
This was really just a good game for us to work on our offense, which has needed to be worked on, obviously. And just for the upcoming games, it's going to be really tough with DCG. So this was just a good night to work on a lot of things.
Well, and with how weird the calendar has been, you've only seen Norwalk once in terms of top of the team conference, and you haven't seen DCG at all. Obviously, Oskaloosa's given them some trouble. It's not a Mustangs team that's winning their games by 50 or 40 like they did a year ago. And it's a team that a year ago that you gave a really good run that second time through. What are the things you're learning from other teams about DCG, and what are the things then that have to go right for you to be able to pull off the upset?
So Oski actually stayed with DCG pretty well in the first half with their game against them, so I'm very confident that we can do it, and if we just stay together and we all play to our strengths and everyone plays their role on the team, that it'll obviously be a difficult game, but we can stay with them for sure.
Well, and if you do stay with DCG, they're the defending champions, how much of a confidence boost would that be? Win or lose, obviously you want to win, but if it is a five-point game with DCG again, how will that help, you think, the confidence of the team, knowing that they're the presumed state champions, right? They just won it, that you're hanging tough with them.
That'll be a really big confidence boost for us. Maybe not as much as you would probably think, because we're really hard on ourselves. We keep ourselves to a high standard. I'm pretty sure all of us, like, we still took this, like, win as a pretty, like it was a loss, because, you know, we beat them by, like,
I think it was 40 the first time.
So that's definitely, like, something different about our team, but yeah.
Well, and how critical has the senior class been? Because when I see you on social media, it's a lot of goofy and a lot of fun, but on the court, you're a very serious bunch, but one that doesn't seem like you're hard on each other. What's it been like, and I know you're very close with this group of girls, Tristan in particular, you know, how has it been growing with this group together, and how excited are you to hit the stretch run, knowing this is a special bunch of some of your best friends?
It's very heartwarming knowing that I'm going to be playing my last games of basketball with the girls I've been playing with since fourth grade. But, it is very stressful at times, because we know that we shouldn't take things to heart, but some of us do sometimes, but we always, in practice or in games, staying close with one another.
And obviously the goal with this senior class, and I know you have games in front of you, is I know you want to get to the well with this group, and how special would that be if it does happen?
Honestly, I don't know. It would be pretty awesome to get there with this group of girls, but...
Okay. We'll see how it all shakes out. Aaliyah Riddick ends up with a big win here, Oskaloosa, 52-46. Appreciate your time. Congratulations on a big win here, and looking forward to seeing what happens this week, both on Thursday and Friday.
Thank you.